Well, it's our Heroes and Villains Day on the Big Sports Breakfast, and my hero is the city-country concept. It's often debated whether it's worthwhile or not, but it was a sellout down there at Wagga Wagga. Mother Nature played her part. It was crystal clear blue skies, and it was a fast track, and they played some entertaining football, including this guy who got the MOM award, Man of the Match.
The MOM.
James Maloney joins us. G'day, James.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, firstly, well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, thank you.
It turned out to be a terrific day and a very, very good result for country.
Yeah, mate, it was. Obviously, as you said, there's obviously a bit of debate around at times about, the legitimacy of it. And, mate, personally, I've the games I've played in with country, I've loved it. It's a great week. You get out to the rural areas and you do a lot of promotional activities, and the kids love it, and I think the turnout there yesterday just showed how worthwhile it is, and how much these city country games mean to people in the bush.
James, in the lead up to this game, the country coach Trent Barrett challenged you to be a leader in this game. He challenged you publicly. So you've responded with a kick for one try. You've played a hand in three others and kicked five from six. You couldn't really do much more, mate.
Yeah, mate, look, pretty happy with how the game went. We sort of went in with a big focus to win the game. It was important to us country boys to make sure we got the win, and we're able to do that, by Baz giving me the captaincy, he spoke to me about it, and mate, as soon as he gave it to me, it was a pretty big honour for me, for myself. Being one of the older players in that side, and I suppose that being captain of any sort of rep side is such an honour. And also being having Jack Bird beside me in the halves, who's only young, it was always going to be up to me to sort of steer the side around. So happy I was able to do that.
Yeah, he's going to be a very, very, very good player if he's not already. James, did Laurie catch up with you after the game? Did you catch up with Laurie? He was quite obviously there. Did you get any feedback?
No, mate, haven't spoke to him. Seen him out at Wagga Races the day before. Said hello, but nothing really said. Wise.
Did he tip you anything? Did he tip you a winner?
No. Glenn Boss did, but
he's a good man.
Staying at our hotel and threw us into the winner at the six, so we finished up for the day. So it was a good day out there.
Oh, you've had a big weekend, mate.
There you go, you're flying.
you've had.
Who needs an Origin jumper? You've picked a winner.
You've had it. I guess now, mate, you can't do much more than just keep playing well.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. I think now that's been and done. It's a big focus to get back with the Chooks and make sure we can win some footy games. We've had a few narrow losses there, so all the energy back into that now, and hopefully get a result on Friday against the Tigers.
Do you and Mitchell talk about it at all, James? Like, there's been so much conjecture, even when you guys aren't the New South Wales, the incumbent halves, you're still definitely in discussions and in the mix. And, I know Phil Gould came out in his Sun Herald column a couple of weeks ago and said that you guys should be chosen in that role for the first Origin. Like, do you and Mitchell talk about it whatsoever?
Not a whole lot, maybe a side note here or there, a joke with each other, but not a whole lot. I try and not focus on it too much. As I said before, I actually think we'd be facing an uphill battle. I think the guys that did the job last year would have to be favourites. So yeah, we are just sort of getting on with it. As I said, we've got a big job at the Roosters because we have had a few narrow losses, in the last few weeks. So, just really concentrating on getting a win with the Chooks this Friday.
Can you give us an insight into the aftermath in the country rooms? I'm sure the two incidents from Josh Reynolds must have got some discussion between the players. One was a pretty blatant trip.
Yeah, look, what was the other one? I don't know.
It was a shoulder charge on David Mead.
Oh, okay,
I reckon you could get away with that one.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Look, those sort of things are sometimes just reactions. So, you know, like nothing sort of bad come of it. You know, we still, Tarek still managed to get past and get a try. So, you know, there was, nothing too bad, you know, I don't think.
Let's look at the Roosters. You guys are coming off quite a few losses, including that one to the Dragons on Anzac Day. You're up against the Tigers on Friday night at Allianz. You're $1.33 with the tab to win, but they're playing well, the Tigers.
Yeah, mate, they are. They've been really good. I think Jason Taylor's gone over there and doing really good things with them. As I said, it's going to be a really big game for us. We've missed a result in a few games. We probably could have got the win. So it's nurse the body from yesterday and make sure we have a really good one on Friday because we really need it.
Let me just correct that. $1.40, okay. Which is a massive difference with the tab. $1.40. It is when you're Terry and you're putting on large quantities of money. It is a difference.
Hey James, well, congratulations on your double win on the weekend. That being the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup and also the City Country match. And it sounds like you've got a big day of kid duties coming up, mate. So we'll let you go.
Yeah, I've got three of them running around.
Oh my god!
So it's all good.
See you, mate. Well done.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
James Maloney, man of the match in the City Country. It was a tremendous turnout. We mentioned 9,127. They could not fit one extra person in there. And considering Wagga Wagga basically is an AFL town, I know it's on the border there. 6-4 country in the end. But, they wanted a win for country. They spent a lot of time out there with coaching clinics.
Very proud right league area too, though. Very proud league area.
Yeah, very much so. So well done. Well done to him.